I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kazakhstan's new religion laws before parliament and now has the backing of the president. Form 18 reports the revision went before the legislative body September 5th and would impose a complicated registration system. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says
it would ban unregistered religious activity. It would impose compulsory religious censorship of some kind, and it would also apparently require both central and local government approval to either build or even open a new place of worship.
Next, shortly after Hurricane Irene's visit to Puerto Rico, Tropical Storm Maria dropped in for an extended stay. Grace Ministries International's Don Tenhove says the storm tore off roofing over a walkway. That rogue roof ended up damaging a children's play area. Most of the retreat campus is underwater, and while it won't disrupt ministry, it'll be about a $5,000 project to repair. The buildings haven't flooded yet either, but
the hurricane season has a long way to go yet, and we're right in that hurricane alley that is a constant threat. So just pray for protection, pray for staff that will have a heavier workload preparing for each upcoming storm.
And Arabs in the Middle East and North Africa are being asked, what would Jesus do in the Arab world this week? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry for the Middle East and North Africa, is working with Amin to help produce a program series with that same title. He's hoping, as Christians model love, compassion, and a servant's heart, many would be curious. Pray as Amin shares more of his story, reads scriptures, and answers questions from those curious about the Christian faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.